Yeah, it is time.
It is. How'd that
it's,
happen?
Yeah, well, that's the way things go. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Vaults and the members of the Minnesota Astronomical Society who visited Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, I'm Vaults Traberg from the Minnesota Astronomical Society, visiting Long Lake Conservation Center for our annual Northern Night Star Fest event from August 20th through August 25th. The weather was a roller coaster ride, reaching a high of 86 at the start of the event, and then the bottom dropped out, dipping down to 41 degrees last night. We were lucky to be able to enjoy 2.5 nights of good clear weather for our observing, for our astrophotography, and our imaging challenges, and just the camaraderie that we have. All in all, we observed and imaged many different astronomical objects, double stars, clusters, galaxies, supernova remnants, and planets. We had good views of Saturn, showed many, many moons, Neptune and its moon Triton, Jupiter and a bunch of its moons, Venus, and then we even waited until 5 a.m. to watch Mercury rise over the lake. Just beautiful. Terrestrial sightings included a group of tree sparrows, a hummingbird, wood peewees with their pee-oh-wee calls, saw baby diving ducks, diving at the lakeshore, a pair of yellow-bellied sapsuckers, and heard barred and great horned owls. We flushed two wild turkeys from the treetops. Our bumblebee expert spotted half-black, tricolored, yellow-brown, belted, and common eastern bumblebees on goldenrod, aster, and bee balm. It was a great visit with nature, and we wanted to remind you to unplug, get outside, and live connected. And remember, one of our astronomers almost got stuck in the bog, so be careful out there.
Almost got stuck in the bog. Try harder. you'd have a good view of the heavens from a bog, and you wouldn't be bothered by a lot of people, I can guarantee you that. I loved the astronomy part of this. They were looking at double stars, clusters, galaxies, supernova remnants, planets, including Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Venus, and stayed up early in the morning to see Mercury. They must be a ball of fire at breakfast. And then on the land side, tree sparrows, hummingbirds, wood peewees, baby diving ducks on the lakeshore, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, great horned owls, barred owls, wild turkeys. My word, they had a great day. All kinds of things. And the bumblebees. I've seen the half-black and the tricolored this past week. Yellow, brown belted, and common eastern butter bumblebees. They're definitely out. If you have Monarda growing near you, check out the Monarda. Otherwise, I saw a lot of them on the spotted touch-me-not, and a lot of them just hanging out and visiting all the other flowers that are still blooming, including lots of asters and goldenrods. So get outside and check things out. Our next report comes from Sugar Lake Lodge near Grand Rapids.
Okay, so my name is Julia, and I'm from Eat and Pray, and something I found cool today is that a different type of a tree is a spruce or balsam. And how you can tell the difference is because the spruce, the little pines will roll, and the balsam, it won't. Will be the flat, and a balsam, it also smells like Christmas, kind of.
My name is Nora. I live in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and I loved catching the frogs, and I think it was really cool that we got to learn what poison ivy looks like.
My name is Jayla. I'm from Eden Prairie. The jewel seeds, you can touch the bottom of them and they'll explode. And the poison ivies aren't the same kind of teeth on both of the sides.
A couple days ago, I found a bone that was from some type of bird. And I found a rock that's 3.5 billion years old. I found 3 golf balls. And I caught 4 frogs.
I am Jameson. I learned that I live in Plymouth. I learned there are spiders in the water.
My name is Nina, and I found a seashell in the water. Trash shell.
Hi, my name is Elliot, and I live in Minnesota Maple Grove. I found a snake skin on the hike. Mr. John told me it was a female because it was like 3 feet long and that the male and the females are bigger.
Hi, my name is Adeline and I live in Big Lake, Minnesota. Today I caught a dragonfly on our nature hike and I learned that if they're white-faced dragonflies, then they can bite. But if they're not white-faced, that means they don't bite. And I learned that the gold dragonflies, in some species, dragonflies have to be golden. And the boys are usually red or blue.
I'm Maddie from Minneapolis, and this is what we did on our nature hike. First, we went to the lake, and we caught a bunch of frogs. We caught a green frog, a leopard frog, a grasshopper, and butterflies. A go to nature.
Sam from Edina here at Sugar Lake Lodge. We went to like ponds, locations of bodies of water. We also got to look at butterflies, grasshoppers. It was an amazing old time. And it's really just like, nature's awesome, man. Like, if you're one of those kids who are just reading books about stuff, don't just read those books. Go out there and find those creatures.
Thank you, Sam. What a way to finish. Group of several children, Julia, Nora, Jayla, Jameson, Mia, Elliot, Adeline, Maddie, and Sam all took part in hikes that were sponsored by Sugar Lake Lodge. We had great time. We did catch a Carolina grasshopper. I should let you know that the white-faced dragonfly will bite you, and so will most other dragonflies if you offer them the opportunity. The larger the dragonfly, the more probably prominent the bite. And so I would caution you. Well, I wouldn't caution you. I mean, the bite of a dragonfly is nothing compared to, say, I don't know, the bite of a bear. If I had a choice, I'd take the dragonfly. At any rate, a great time. Those kids were so much fun. And Sam, what an ending. Thank you. You put a cap on that whole report just by telling people to put down their books and get outside. Absolutely. Our next report really is just a caution or an alert to go to Instagram and look at the pictures that Chad Caddett's students at the Little Falls Middle School are seeing. You can see their pictures on Instagram at little_falls_phenology. And they have green darners, jack-o'-lantern mushrooms. They also had pictures of the chocolate tube slime mold. And a beautiful funnel web spider web on a spruce tree. How do I explain this? Funnel webs, if you're walking in a bog, and especially on a morning like this where there's been some rain or the dew is particularly heavy, you will see thousands of funnel webs. And it just, whenever I witness this, I just think to myself, my gosh, there isn't a square foot of this bog that doesn't have a spider in it. It's got to be really dangerous to be a small insect flying around in this area. So get out and look. The funnel webs, you know, they're sort of these random webs that all end up in a funnel, in a little hole at the bottom. And that's where the owner of the web is hanging out waiting for you to fall in and turn yourself into lunch or breakfast. So check them out. And our final report comes from, pardon me, from Don Leon in Itasca County. And Don had this to say about the goldenrod crab spider. They are often present in patches of goldenrod flowers. They can also be on a variety of other flowers. Adults are the most active in the summer and early fall. Females are experts in camouflage. They have the ability to change their color to match that of white or yellow flowers that they have chosen to hunt from. And they may change from yellow to white or white to yellow as appropriate. They have 8 eyes, enabling them to match their color to their host plant's flower color by manipulating an internal yellow pigment. The color change is a very slow process that is measured in days, perhaps a testament to their patience as they wait for a potential meal to arrive. And all of that, of course, is very interesting, and you should get out and maybe check out the goldenrod in your neighborhood, because I wouldn't say for sure, but it wouldn't take very long searching through patches of goldenrod to find the crab spider, the goldenrod crab spider. The goldenrod crab spider captures its prey. It injects a paralyzing venom and a digestive enzyme, permitting it to prey on insects much larger than itself. Though reducing the number of pollinators present on a host plant may seemingly have a detrimental effect, goldenrod crab spiders can provide a benefit to their host plant as they include herbivorous insects in their diet. Thank you, Don. Thanks for that nice note about the goldenrod crab spiders. I've seen them with white admiral butterflies in their jaws, and believe me, the size discrepancy there is amazing. It would be a bit like one of us maybe taking on, I don't know, something very large, like what would be large? That would be some twice as big as me. That would be something weighing 4. I suppose it would be like a large black bear and dining on it. Not going to happen, by the way. I'm leaving the black bears alone. Yes, that's our talkback segment for this week. Next week, we will be back with school reports, I hope. And if you're a teacher out there and would be interested in joining the Phenology Network, we would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us at comments@kaxe.org. Just put Phenology in the talkback in the line, in the subject line, and it'll end up in my hands, and I can work you into our schedule. Thanks.
Speaking of that, John, we're thinking of all the students and parents and teachers around our region beginning school today.
Oh.
It's a big darn day. Some schools had started earlier, I think, but in a lot of northern Minnesota, today's the day.
Well, good luck to all you teachers and good luck to all you students. I hope you find the right bus and the right classroom. I know there'll be a lot of confusion for a week or two. I'm always amazed that the teachers can learn the names of their 30 students in like a week or so. It takes me all year, and by the end of the year, I might know half of their names. But I guess it's only because I spend an hour with them each week and not 7 hours with them each day.
Yeah.